I first met Siegfried when I was 38. I was a young monk, recently back from studies in Rome. I had, a few years back, stumbled into contemplative prayer, and had also suffered a severe breakdown, and made a wonderful recovery through analysis. That's my sort of background. But when I was told that Siegfried soon was becoming a Catholic, Monsignor Walter Knox had suggested me as his instructor in the faith, I had special reason for being excited. For as a young naval officer, Briswell illiterate, I had read Sassoon's war poetry as a bald statement of the horror of trench warfare without faith. It was poetry with which I would expose my faith to the harsh reality of men at war. That was Siegfried. He was quite an icon, but he was a kind of he was a very non-faith icon, you know. It always put my faith, deduced to what at risk. So imagine my amazement of hearing that this writer, not only was becoming a Catholic, but was coming to me for instruction, that my agnostic war poet who joined the church as I was instructing was a double excitement. And that's how I was sort of introduced. And then,
where would you and Siegfried have been within the abbey when you were giving him this instruction, or were you doing it entirely in his house?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
He came over on Wednesdays,
mm-hmm.
and we had in the afternoon.
And whereabouts would you go when you walked around the ground?
I remember it in the rock garden.
Oh,
yeah. It seemed to be a good summer, so
yeah.
As I remember it, was all outdoors. I don't remember it indoors. So he's come over. I remember the beautiful 1930 Humber car in tennis flannels with a yellow hat on those days. And after instructions would be they'd go up to the cricket field for nets with on Martin Salmon, Martin had been with me in the Navy too. So we were all very much together, you know.
I heard that.
He was thinking about things and feeling drawn to Catholic Church, to Catholic friends, as we think. But he was very uncertain, he was very muddled and confused. But he had a dream to which he attached enormous importance. In the dream, he met this woman, this religious sister, who just took him in charge in the dream. She became an absolute an icon. And when shortly afterwards, he was introduced to Mother Margaret for the first time by somebody. She was the woman he had seen in the dream. So they absolutely bowled him over. So that was a very, very powerful relationship, much more than that with me. I remember him telling me that. The amazement, which was she was. She looked identical with the woman. He'd already seen her in the dream. Say, come along. Yeah. So that's how I see him. I wish he'd been a bit more difficult. He was sort of lapping it up. And I was dishing up with awful stuff then. I know very harebrained speculations about the Trinity, which I was just discovering. He took it all on. function. It was much more discussion than instruction. Instruction was always the wrong point. I mean, I just converse, you know, and we share our minds and feelings and everything. I think we share an assumption that psychologically one was a mess and faith put it all together.
Yeah.
I think it's I think it's truer of him than of me, you know. Mm. But certainly yes, it's not to see you're putting it across, but I think we did sort of share that assumption. So it wasn't so difficult to say, well, what about the imaginary conception? What about this and what about that and the other? No, the whole band of clicks all came in.
Mm.
It was all totally acceptable. But not in a purely emotional way. No, it wasn't, because you see, it was like two that were mystical. Advisedly, but I was sick with it actually. He'd fallen apart and the faith put him together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think we both sort of lived in it. We both share that assumption.
Yeah,
and so, so I think it wasn't a difficulty. Oh, now we have to deal with the imagined perception. Now we have to deal with the real presence and transubstantiation. Into the work of his audience. He played in matches, had to have a runner to do a runner to his running for
him. Oh, yes.
Yes. The downside was home for him.
Yeah.
But,
do you think that if he'd come to. Do you think.
I was ill at the time. There was another breakdown issue. But also I was on the verge of going to Rome for a sabbatical, which I did. And then after Rome, I went to sit to Paris for 10 years. So Siegfried was out of my life, and I was out of his world. You know?
Yeah.
So my life with him was during the period of instruction.
He got
to. He sent me over to Hensbury for tea, having a result from Miss Ben. And I was introduced him to friends of mine. That was a lovely man.
Of course, he was a lot older than you. I mean, he would have been.
Yes.
I suppose he would have been around 70 when he actually converted.
Yes. Yes, but he would talk very obscurely about his wife, what was her name?
Hester.
Hester, yes, mm-hmm. yes. He would refer to her in sort of, she said, oh, she will miss him, all right. In kind of, that kind of jocose way, but also, that's a lot of too radical mystic, you know, and mystic hard to have. Oh, she was a mystic, right? Oh, yes. That was all the atmosphere. That's how she talked about her.
Because although they were separated, I think that just before he died, I think there was a certain amount of reconciliation between them. I think she
came back. Yes, I learned about that. I learned, in other words, that he had been pretty active homosexual from worlds and others. But I knew nothing of this regarding instruction.
I see. Yes,
it didn't shock me, but it just wasn't there. And he didn't tell it. He wasn't doing that. People just forget how everything changes.
Yes.
Especially in that area.
Mm.
So, Irish people talked in that area now. They simply were not remembering how things were different.
Yes.
Things came out since that didn't come out then, and what we would regard as leading a double life didn't feel like leading a double life. It's not the same way. Especially in the whole area of sexuality, it was so accepted, it was so universally accepted that this thing was the love of devil speaking there, coming out of the phrase did not exist at all. Wasn't the social reality at all. So it's a completely different world. But the human animal adapts itself to whatever culture it gets into. And so with those assumptions, it would flip to them.
Much like it would have been then?
Oh, yes, yeah. Exactly. I don't think it is different.
And you used to walk around here when you were giving the instructions?
Yes.
Ah.
It goes up to the cricket fields.
I see.